Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take another look at your sports. Well, the commissioners of the 11 major college football conferences and Notre Dame's athletic director are meeting in the nation's capital to present their proposal for a 4-team playoff to a panel of 12 university presidents. Approval from the BCS Presidential Oversight Committee is the last hurdle to clear for a new postseason format, which would replace the bowl championship series and go to in effect in 2014. Approval is expected. The proposal calls for two semifinal games played at existing bowl sites, with winners advancing to a title game. A ceremonial Southeastern Conference flag-raising ceremony will be conducted outside of Texas A&M University's Gillum Indoor Track Stadium adjacent to Kyle Field Monday morning at 10 o'clock, and you are invited. Texas A&M President Dr. R. Bowen Lofton and Interim Director of Athletics Dr. John Thornton will make some brief opening comments, and flags of the 14 SEC institutions will be raised on the flagpoles in front of the Gillum Indoor Track Stadium. Aggie student-athletes will raise the flags, those representing the 20 intercollegiate sports that are sponsored by Texas A&M. Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin has suspended two football players for the first game this year. They are junior linebacker Stephen Jenkins and sophomore defensive back Howard Matthews. They were suspended for violation of team policy. Jenkins was a transfer from Coffeyville Community College in Kansas before last year. He played in all games last season and started in six. Matthews is from League City. He started in two of the games last year. The two number twos at Wimbledon won today. Men's second seed Rafael Nadal did away with his opening round opponent, as did women's second seed Victoria Azarenka, who beat American Arena Falcone 6-1 and 6-4. Larry Bird is reportedly stepping down as president of basketball operations for the Indiana Pacers. The Indianapolis Star cites an unidentified person with the direct knowledge of the situation as saying that the 55-year-old is leaving the team. Bird served as the Pacers coach from 1997 to 2000, returning to the front office in 2003. He took over from Donnie Walsh in 2008 as president of basketball operations and was this season's NBA Executive of the Year after building a team that lost to eventual champion Miami. The former Indiana State star won three MVP awards and three NBA titles, of course, during his Hall of Fame career with the Boston Celtics. The Brazos Valley Bombers got back on the winning track last night as they beat the Victoria Generals 3-1 in Victoria before both teams come back to AMB Ballpark for a game tonight at 7:05. Jordan Hammerman, Miles Parma, and Kevin Lamb got the RBIs for the Bombers last night, while Quentin Urban went 2-for-4 with the double. The Bombers are still 2.5 games behind the East Texas Pump Jacks in the TCL standings. Rangers and Astros both losing last night. Texas falling to Detroit 8-2. Houston losing in 10 to the Padres 8-7. Got the same matchups again tonight. Well, at the Olympic Trials in Eugene, Oregon, A&M Sam Humphrey won the Olympic Trials javelin last night in Eugene, but his throw of 268.7 was 5 inches shy of the Olympic A standard needed to make the trip to London for the Olympics. Instead, the third, fourth, and fifth place finishers yesterday will represent the USA because all of those had standards of the 269 feet in previous events. In Omaha, A&M sophomore Camille Adams of Cypress, Texas, fell one spot shy of qualifying for the London Olympics with a third-place finish in the women's 400-meter IM. Only the top two get to go to the Olympics. And, of course, the Arizona Wildcats left no doubt last night. They used a 3-run ninth inning to power their way to their fourth College World Series title. They are just the second team ever to go through the NCAA tournament perfect at 10-0. The Wildcats beat the other team that did it just a year ago when they outscored South Carolina last night 4-1. The Gamecocks made it interesting in the bottom of the ninth, loading the bases with one out, but a line drive catch at second base, and then a fly out to the outfield sent Arizona celebrating for the first time at Omaha since 1986. Coach Andy Lopez joins Texas coach Augie Garrido as the only men's coach to coach two different teams to the national title. He led Pepperdine to the championship 20 years ago. And that's your look at sports, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. We'll see you in the morning with the Infomaniacs. For Sterling Auto Group, Sterling makes it easy. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.